各位弟兄姊妹，早晨！喺主里边，以主嘅平安临到我哋众人。
Good morning, brothers and sisters. May the peace of the Lord come unto us.
今朝早愿意喺弟兄姊妹嘅面前，我哋一同嘅嚟到打开神嘅话，我哋一齐嚟学习。
This morning, may we come to the Word of God and with a teachable heart.
喺我哋开始之前咧，我哋先做一次嘅低头祈祷。
Before we start, let's bow for a word of prayer.
亲爱的主耶稣，我哋感谢赞美你。
Dear Lord, we thank you and praise you.
我哋有一次嘅嚟相聚到你嘅面前。
Again, we can come and gather before you.
虽然我哋身处各处嘅家庭不同嘅地方。
Although we are all scattered in different places,
但我哋要求你用你嘅圣灵将我哋显埋一齐。
We ask that you gather us in your Holy Spirit.
我哋让我哋一同嘅喺度仰望你自己嘅怜悯。
So we look to you for your mercies.
求主显明你自己嘅同在。
Lord, we do ask you to show forth, manifest your presence.
但愿主你嘅恩典临到我哋。
May your grace come upon us.
我哋将以下嘅时间交喺你嘅手中。
We want to commit the following time unto you.
愿你恩待我哋，奉主耶稣基督嘅名祈祷。
Grace upon us in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
感谢主，我哋又喺主嘅面前相聚。
We thank the Lord that we gather before Him, His presence again.
虽然咧，我哋身处各个唔同嘅地方
，although we are scattered in different places.
但系神嘅灵会与我哋同在。
The Spirit of God is with us.
就系因着呢个疫情嘅缘故咧，我哋冇法子相聚喺埋一齐。
Because of the pandemic, we cannot meet in one place.
好似以前咁，我哋可以面对面嘅嚟倾偈。
Like previously, when we can talk to each other face to face.
呢个我哋唔单止我哋唔可以面见面，但系我哋更加唔可以随便出街。
Not only so, to meet face to face, but we cannot just casually to go out to the street.
即使要做工嘅弟兄姊妹，有部分嘅弟兄姊妹可以翻到公司，但系大部分嘅人都要留喺屋企。
Even for those who have to work, that lot of us had to remain home, work at home.
24小时都留喺屋企啦。
So 24 hours a day, you stay at home.
但系于是咧，有啲人就会觉得时间好似好多咁样样。
Some may say, "Oh wow, I have so much time now."
但系咧，亦都同样有啲人觉得好似比从前更加忙啊！你嘅生活。
But some may also say, "Wow, I'm more busy than before."
我唔知道你嘅感觉系点样样。
I don't know about you.
我亦唔知道你点样样嚟到支配你嘅时间。
I don't know how you spend your time.
嗰啲咧。认为有好多余嘅时间嘅人咧，为咗消磨时间，所以咧有好多嘅免费嘅娱乐啊，嘅节目啊，譬如演奏会啊、歌剧啊、买团啊咁样嘅节目，就拎出嚟免费俾人欣赏。
Those of you who have more time to spend, and there are these virtual entertainment activities that you can find.
我唔系反对呢啲娱乐嘅节目。
I'm not objecting to these things.
不过我觉得作为一个基督徒，神嘅儿女，我哋应该将我哋嘅时间放喺同神亲近多啲嘅同佢交通嘅功夫上边。
But I feel like as a child of God, we should spend our focus and our time more so on to get close, draw close to our God.
咁樣, 乜嘢, 點樣樣先至, 係同神親近呢?
So, practically speaking, how do we draw close, or what do we do to draw close to God?
最簡單的就是我們用多些時間來禱告讀聖經。
Simply speaking, we spend more time in prayer and to read the Word of God.
就是就着这个话题呢，所以我今朝早希望同弟兄姊妹交通一个题目。
So toward this end, I have this topic I want to share with brothers and sisters.
这个题目是生命的粮食。
The bread of life. There will be three main subtopics.
第一个呢,就是要圣经的重要性。
First, the importance of the Bible.
第二点呢,就是怎样读圣经。
Second, how to read the Bible.
第三呢,就是圣经里面的一句的说话。
And thirdly, there is a word, a verse in the Bible that I'd like to share with you.
首先呢,有一點,聖經的重要性。
So firstly, the importance of the Bible.
聖經之所以是這麼重要,因為聖經是神的話。
Why is the Bible so important? Because the Bible is the Word of God.
那在荧光幕上面大家看到这个题目，但是后书第三章16节的话。
You can see this verse from the Bible, from the book of the 2 Timothy chapter 3.
圣经说,圣经都是神所默示的。
All scripture is inspired by God.
所以它不是一本普通的小说。
It is not a common, like a fiction.
亦都不是一些神学的理论。
It is not theology.
更不是一些什么名人的著作啊，大文豪的遗言啊，这样。
It's not some great writings written by some giant.
圣经里面的话都是这位创造万物，自有永远的永生神口里面所讲的一切的话。
So the Bible, the scripture, is given by our Creator, the one that who made all things who from everlasting to everlasting.
圣经里面满了教训、督责、使人归正、教导人学义。
The Bible is full of teaching, reproof, and corrections.
这个神的说话明明是向人来讲的，因为第17节的话， 当我们读这些话的时候，就是叫所有属神的人得以完全预备行各样的善事。Now
we can clearly see here the recipient of the word of God is in verse 17, is the man of God, may be adequate, equipped for every good work.
所以圣经是神的说话，包含着教训、指导、安慰、提醒、劝勉。
So, the Bible, the scripture, is the word of God, and it's full of encouragement, teaching, and comforting words.
并且里面亦都有些的责备，有些的命令，同埋做人的道理。
And there are commandments, reproof, corrections, and also teaches how to live.
虽然呢，这个历代呢，都有不少的名人著作。
Yes, throughout history, there are many good books.
都很多的治理名言,处世的名言,这样。
And they are good for ethics, and there are theology and so on.
但是没有一本的书呢,是可以教人按着做天地的主的意思去做人做事。
But there is not one book that gives us instructions to how to live according to our Creator.
更加没有一本书呢,可以影响到人,叫人不犯罪,改邪归正。
And there is not one book to teach us to correct from the wrong and not sin, and to walk on the right path.
不过, 最重要的那一点,
but most importantly,
就是说神的话, 圣经的话, 告诉我们听, 世人都犯了罪, 我们需要拯救, 和得拯救的途径。
The word of God teaches us that the whole world all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, and we need to obtain the salvation from God, and it shows us the way.
所以我们讲的, 圣经的重要, 因为这个是神的说话。
We speak of the importance of God because all scripture, because this 还有呢, the Bible is given by God.
还有呢, 第二点, 圣经为什么这么重要呢?
And secondly, why is it so important?
就是说圣经告诉我们听, 人需要拯救和得拯救的方法。
The Bible tells us that we are in need of salvation and also show us the way for that salvation.
所以呢,在提摩太后书3章15节, Sherman, 请你, 第15节那里又说, 圣经使人,使你因信基督耶稣有得救的智慧。
In 2 Timothy 3:15, the previous verse that says, the sacred writings which are able to give you the wisdom that leads to salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus.
我们知道,如果你读过圣经,你知道从圣经的第一卷书开始,神就告诉世人知道,这位永生神是创造万物的主宰,和他是永远存在的。
If you read the Bible, if you open the first book from Genesis, you see that He is our Creator. He is the one that created all things. And He is the one, the everlasting God.
Okay, Sherman. 不单止是这样,这里是讲出了, 止一阵先,啊, 这个,Sherman。这里讲出了神是一切的人事物的基础和根据。
And also, it speaks of the fact that God is the foundation, the basis of all things that exist, man and creation, all alike, the whole universe.
可惜的就是说,始祖犯罪,离弃了神。
Unfortunately, our forefathers, they sin and they depart far away from God.
但是神因着爱的缘故, 让他的儿子耶稣基督降生为代罪的羔羊。
But out of the love of God, He sent for His only Son, Jesus Christ, to be the scapegoat.
将那些谦卑又肯悔改的人拯救出来,再归到神的名下,去承受永远的生命。
To save those who are contrite in heart and humble in heart, so that they can become children of God.
所以整个的过程, 在圣经的里面,
so throughout the whole process is recorded in this Bible.
整个神的救赎的大功记载在圣经的里头。
This entire grand plan of the salvation of God is recorded in this Bible.
而叫我们靠着神的恩典,主耶稣基督的救赎的恩典,我们可以得救。
Through the grace of God, the grace of the salvation of God that we can now belong to God.
好,Sherman,我要拎下来了。那么第二点,圣经为什么这么重要呢?
Second, why is the Bible so important?
除了这个是神的话之外,亦都在神的话里面,给我们找到一条得救的
Aside from the fact that this is the word of God, and from there, we find a way to reach God.
圣经还有一个重要的点,圣经是生命的粮。
And it is that the Bible is also the bread of life.
因为主耶稣曾经说过, 人活着不是单靠食物，乃是靠神口里所出的一切的话。
Lord Jesus has spoken himself. It is written, for it is written, man shall not live on bread alone, but on every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God.
而且主耶稣又指出了那个得食物的途径，主耶稣说，我就是生命的粮。
And also, the Lord Jesus showed us how to obtain and what is the bread of life. He said, Jesus said to them, I am the bread of life.
Oh, sermon. Okay. 圣经里面的话都是喂养我们的说话，我们属灵生命的粮食。
So the word from the Bible, it is a nourishment to our spiritual life.
我们知道人活着是不可以没食物的。
We know that man on earth, we cannot live without bread.
但是主耶稣说，这个人活着不是指着我们这个肉身，是指着这个属灵的生命。
But Lord Jesus is pointing out the fact that we have this spiritual life and that man shall not live by bread alone, not just physically.
是我们这个身体不可以没有食物，但是不是单是靠食物，我们的灵是得到长进。
Yes, we physically we cannot be without bread, but we have a spiritual life that also need nourishment.
没食物的话，人的身体就会变成这个消瘦。
Without bread, we will become weak.
甚至死亡。
And even starve to death.
属灵的生命，没属灵的粮食，亦都会是消亡。
In the same way, our spiritual life is the same.
但是神的话是我们属灵的生的食物的粮食。
Therefore, the word of God is the bread of life, is our bread.
这一点就非常的重要。
So this is very crucial.
因为我们很多时候都可以听到属灵的话，但是我们如果这些的话不是在我们 的灵的里面来发生作用的话，这些听来的都是没用的。
Many times we hear words, spiritual words. However, if these words that we hear do not take root in our heart, in our spirit, there will be no effect.
所以从边度得到属灵的喂养呢？从神的话的里边可以得到了。
So from where do we obtain spiritual nourishment? It is from the word of God.
所以主耶稣说，到我这里来的人必定不饿，就是这样的意思。
That's why Jesus said to those who follow him, those who come after me, come before me, shall not be hunger again.
所以神的话是非常非常的重要的。
So that's why the word of God is of utmost importance.
我们弟兄姊妹，我们必须要好好地这样去珍惜。
We must treasure carefully the word of God.
是，找时间常常的去读，去思考。
We should find time to read and to meditate, to consider the Word of God.
我记得细个嗰时候咧，因为我爸爸咧喺菲律宾做生意。
Remember when I was a kid, my father had some business in the Philippines.
咁啊，因为嗰时嘅交通系唔发达咧，所以唔系常常见嘅。
So I don't see him often because of the transportation not as good as today.
咁虽然咧，爸爸有成日都写信翻嚟，但系嗰阵时因为我太细个啦，根本佢写乜嘢我都唔识啲字。
Well, although my father would write a lot of letters back home, however, I was so young, I am not able to read them.
但系啱啱嗰阵时候咧。有一个录音机咧，就被发明出嚟啊。
However, at that time, there was the recording machine was just invented.
所以咧，我爸爸咧就买咗一台嘅录音机，又寄翻嚟。
So my father bought this recording machine and sent it back home.
裏面就有一卷錄音帶啦, 就裏面有啲說話啦, 就是我爸爸講嘅說話啦, 其中呢有一段呢係同我講嘅。
So there was the cassette tape, right, along with the machine, and that was his recordings. And there was a portion of the recording was specifically tailored to me.
但係咧，我覺得哇！呢個從來未見過嘅一個咁樣嘅機器，能夠將人嘅説話咧就擺入去，咁我放出嚟嘅時候，我就好似聽到佢親身講嘅説話咁樣一樣，非常之奇妙。
When I first saw it, it was marvelous. It was this machine that can speak of my dad's voice, and you can play it anywhere.
啊，嗰時咧，我真係愛不釋手啊！啊，我到而家咧仲記得嗰個名號，嗰個牌子係乜嘢？
And I really cherish that machine. Even until today, I even remember what's the make and model.
不過我就而家就連我爸爸講乜嘢我就唔記得啦。But
I don't remember what he said in that cassette tape.
但問題我要講嘅就係我哋要珍惜神嘅話，唔係淨係拎住呢一本。
But the point is that we ought to treasure the Word of God and not just own or carry or have this physical Bible, and that's it.
因為神的話裡面有生命,有靈量,亦都給我們有長進的餘地。
Because in the Word of God, there is food, nourishment for spiritual life to be able to cause us to grow.
聖經係咁重要嘅，仲有一點就話讀聖經裏邊有俾我哋人生嘅路上邊嘅指引。
In addition, the Bible also show us how to walk this life.
所以喺詩篇119篇105篇嗰度話。 你嘅話，講到神嘅話係我腳前嘅燈，路上嘅光。Just
like recorded in Psalm 119, verse 104, Your word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path.
係啦，係啦，啊，弟兄姊妹，呢句説話我唔需要多講啦，啊，因為我哋真係如今就好似活在喺一個好昏暗嘅世界，前路迷霧嘅咁樣嘅環境嘅裏邊。
Brother and sister, I don't have to explain too much about this verse because the current situation is this world, it's so gloomy and we don't know how to go forward. There are full of anxieties.
若果唔係神嘅話，指點我哋，好似光咁樣照喺我哋走嘅路上面，又好似夜晚黑嘅燈咁樣樣照耀我哋嘅前途嘅話，我哋肯定。 就唔知道，要失腳有幾多。
If we don't have the word of God, Jesus says the word is a lamp unto my feet, will teach us how to walk, and it's a light unto my path, give us light so we can see.
所以神嘅話嚟講，真係同無論同我哋靈嘅生命，同我哋日常呢個嘅生活，都係息息相關嘅。
So the word of God toward our spiritual life and also to our current living situation, it is very practical. It will beneficial to us.
So, 弟兄姊妹，你一定唔可以随便嘅轻忽啊读圣经嘅呢一回事。
So, brother and sister, therefore, do not casually neglect about this reading of the Bible.
啊，第二点我要同弟兄姊妹交通嘅时候。 咁點樣讀聖經啊？
So now, secondly, how shall we go about reading the Bible?
唉，咁你話，讀聖經都唔識咩，就打開本聖經嚟講啦，嚟讀啦。我有三個提議。Well,
then you say, well, don't I just open the Bible and read them? But I have three recommendations.
第一個係我哋要天天嘅讀。
First, daily, scheduled.
啊，頭先我話。 圣经系神嘅话吓，系 係糧食，我哋屬靈嘅糧食。所以我就話，我哋天天要進食，按時嘅進食，同埋慢慢嘅咀嚼，最後就係全敬畏嘅心嚟到度。
Earlier we mentioned the word of God is our daily bread, so we eat it every day, scheduled. We'll just say we have scheduled meals, and we chew on it slowly, considerate, and also in awe with a fearful heart.
所以正如我们的身体每一天都要吃饭，属灵的生命也都应该是天天都要去查考去宣读。
Just say every day you need to take in some food, right? So in the same way, spiritually, daily, you have to have some nourishment spiritually from the Word of God.
你知道所初期的教会，他们在《使徒行传》17章11节那里记载，就说在那里有些人，他们是天天的查考圣经，他们又是好甘心想知道里面嘅话系咁样样，存咁样嘅心情嚟读神嘅话噶。
You know, in the Acts, first century recorded in Acts chapter 17, there are some noble people, noble-minded in Thessalonica, that they received the word with great eagerness, and they were examining the scriptures, the Bible, daily to see whether these things were so.
所以前人系咁样样嘅。俾我哋一个个榜样，我哋今天亦因着要追求，要多认识主，而天天我哋要查考圣经。
So the pioneers they lay out this way before us. So we follow in the same way to consider, examine the word of God daily.
盼望我哋都能够喺神嘅面前用时间嚟到。
May we all can spend time before God to read His Word.
我就係咁樣樣每早用早上嘅時間嚟到讀神嘅話，一面藉著咁樣嘅查考聖經，叫我屬靈嘅生命有長進，一面又係藉著咁樣嘅機會嚟到親近神。
So for me personally, I'll read the Word of God, read the Bible in the morning, and that way I'll get nourished from His Word for my spiritual life. And second, I draw close to Him while I read the Bible.
好，第二点呢，我哋点样读圣经呢？要慢慢嘅嚟咀嚼。
And also, how should we read? We should chew on it slowly.
好 Sherman. 好多弟兄姊妹呢都知道呢，我不嬲呢对海鲜系兴趣唔大。
Many of you know about my appetite for seafoods. Not great.
尤其食鱼添。
Particularly fish.
无论你系咸水鱼、淡水鱼都好，我都好似冇乜咁样嘅，冇一个咁样嘅催促想去食。
Different types of fish from the river, from the ocean, I'm not too interested. I just don't like the taste of the fish. Fish taste.
尤其是呢，有时唔讲话惨亲骨啦，有时呢，食着啲鱼鳞呢，哎，好似嚼胶片咁样样，咁我就好顶唔顺。
I mentioned about those tiny the bones, right? But sometimes I chew on the scale. Oh, it's like chewing on plastic. I hated it.
甚至乎我唔想都唔敢睇人哋食鱼嘅咁样嘅感觉。
And I don't even want to just picture someone eating fish or get close to people eating.
第一次咧，有对弟兄夫妇请我哋去食饭。咁啊，嗰個姊妹咧真係好有愛心啊！佢又特登嚟蒸一條咩嗰啲大石斑魚。
One time, a couple, a brother and sister, invited us to have a meal with them, supper. And then the sister, full of loving heart, she prepared a steamed rock cod.
咁樣咧，嗰個弟兄咧， 個原因咧，將當佢蒸完咗嗰條魚之後，咪有好多魚水嘅。嗰、那個弟兄咧，居然就咁樣喺嗰度飲嗰啲魚水喎。哎呀，我睇到咧，真係打曬冷震。
So after the steaming of the fish, they pour out the sauce of the from the steaming of the rock cod, and the brother there just drank it right in front of me. Alan, I just cannot believe it. So I'm just not. I just don't like fish.
啊，咁所以我阿媽近時煮魚咧，佢就用好多嘅調味醬咧就溝落去，啊，直情就冇曬魚味嘅，咁我先食嗰啲肉。
So previously, when my mother would prepare fish for me, she would just add a bunch of different sauce, and so there's no almost no fish taste left. And then I would eat it.
啊，咁啊，後來我結咗婚之後咧，就換咗個廚師啦。
So after I got married, we have a different chef in the house.
咁呢個情況咧就已有好大嘅改變。
And there are some changes.
啊，因為呢個廚師咧，原來佢係好似貓咁樣樣，好中意食魚。
And this chef of mine, she loved cook fish. She loved to eat fish.
啊，咁於是就。成日都要食魚啊
，so I had to go along。
啊，佢時時都同我講咧，就話你要慢慢食先得噶。如果唔係咧，你食唔到嗰鮮味噶喎。
She always tell me, "Oh, you have to chew it slowly to enjoy the taste of it."
啊，咁啊，因著愛嘅緣故啊，我開始咧就。慢慢嚟到食啦，咁佢又將啲魚骨啊咁樣分開曬，咁我有啲嘢食嘅。
So for love's sake, so I go along, and she even would take apart the bone from the meat, dissect it, and you prepare it. I eat it.
啊，就係咁樣樣，我將呢個食魚嘅習慣咧就慢慢改變啦。咁而家可以食魚，甚至乎咧日本嗰啲魚生咧我都好中意食嘅。
So now I can tell you that I can eat fish, and even to the point I can eat sushi, the raw fish.
啊，弟兄姊妹，我哋原来我哋读神嘅话嗰个态度咧，亦都需要有改变。
So in the same way, brother and sister, our attitude toward the word of God ought to be changed.
啊，唔单止我哋要定时嘅。读神的话，日日的去读，并且我们要存一个敬畏的心来读，就是说用心去读。
Not only that we have a daily scheduled time to read the word of God, but our heart, our attitude, well, we ought to have a God-fearing heart when we read it, when we read his word.
因为圣经话耶和华系同嗰啲敬畏佢嘅人亲密啦，佢就将佢嘅约指示我哋。
Here in Psalm 25 verse 14 says, "The secret of the Lord is for those who fear Him, and He will make them know His covenant."
啊，我哋感谢主，俾我哋一个咁样咁丰富嘅一个属灵嘅粮食。
Thank the Lord, He.Prepare a great spiritual meal for us.
啊，叫我哋喺今生，虽然我哋嘅前途我哋唔知道系点样样，但系佢仍然嘅用佢嘅话嚟引导我哋，我哋感谢佢。
Although we don't know about tomorrow, however, He guide us with His word today.
最后一点，我要同弟兄姊妹讲嘅就系。呢、这个读圣经、读神嘅话，里边系好大好大嘅秘密嘅。
And lastly, there are some secret I want to tell you about reading the Word of God.
喺约翰福音20:31
，In the book of the Gospel of John, chapter 20, recording verse 31,
神嘅话喺度讲话，但记呢啲事。要叫你哋有几样嘅事情，你哋可以得到嘅， 第一就是信耶稣是基督，然后这些的记载是要叫我们知道耶稣是神的儿子，并且叫我们可以因着他的名得生命。
As you can see here, the verse says, but these have been written, the word of God, the Bible have been written, so that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing you may have life in his name.
所以弟兄姊妹，看见神的话是这么丰富，也是隐藏着神那个永远的荣耀的一个给我们的指望，让我们就不可以随便的轻忽，或者说当一本普通的书这样来看。
We see that now the word of God is so rich and it's given us such a glorious hope. And so we ought not to treat it like a casual, just like any other book.
盼望我们在主的面前，或者有很多的时间，这一段的日子里面，你有很多空闲的时间，或者你仍然好像以前那么忙碌，但无论如何，我们要抽时间来读神的话。
We don't know of your current situation. Maybe you have more time than before, or maybe you are just as busy like as before. However, no, doesn't matter which way. We ought to take time, put effort, put diligence into reading the Word of God.
因为读神的话，俾我哋属灵嘅生命有长进，亦都藉着读神的话。
Not only it may cause our spiritual growth, but also as we read the Bible, God draw near to us and we draw near to Him at that time.
求主帮助我们。
May the Lord help us.
我们一起祈祷。
Let's pray.
主耶稣，多谢你给我们的话。
Dear Lord, we thank you for your word spoken this morning.
但愿你激励我们，又吸引我们，让我们在无论在哪一个环境，是怎样的情况底下，都不忘记来同你亲近，来读主你的话。
May you
思想我们的主。
Encourage us and draw us, doesn't no matter what situations we're in, but you draw us so that we'll come close to you, we'll draw near you.
但愿主你祝福你自己想买赎回来的神的儿女。
Lord, you bless all those whom you have purchased with your own precious blood.
引导我们走在你的喜悦的道路上。
To guide us to walk in this pathway of your pleasure.
我们这样的祷告是奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray this way in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.